change on the music of Cosmosis.
Yeah. She was looking for a prince, so now she's hitting the road. She tried kissing a frog, oh now she's licking a toad. Spiritual girl, she's got a story to tell. She taught me to love myself, forget everyone else. Forget and I forgive, I don't give it attention. How you feel about me, it's just a reflection. I'm out of my ego, I'm back into space. Hold me in your arms and feel the connection.
Cosmosis. Cosmosis. Yeah, man.
The present moment began with fire, and still it burns. The present moment began with fire, and still it burns. It began with water, and still they drown. Still they drown. It began with air. See how the bombs fall on houses made of sand. Dreams made of flesh.
She was looking for a prince, so now she's hitting the road. She tried kissing a frog, oh now she's licking a toad. Spiritual girl, she's got a story to tell. She taught me to love myself, forget everyone else. Forget and I forgive, I don't give it attention. How you feel about me, it's just a reflection. I'm out of my ego, I'm back into space. Hold me in your arms and feel the connection.
Yeah. What's going to change our cows? Cosmos. Check it out. When will the story of our nation change and shine? Cosmos. Cosmos.
Cosmosis. Cosmosis. Tony Allen featuring Skepta and Ben Okri right there for you. Cosmosis. Hey, it's Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music, heard every Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on 93.3 CFMU, and also on The Hawk at 101.5 FM on Fridays from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. And something's going on with my voice. I've been noticing this. I'm starting to get that old man voice, you know? Like, when you're younger, you don't really notice the subtle changes in it. But I remember my dad, he had this, like, you know, Jim. He had this big voice. And as he got older, it was like that sort of thing. Might be allergies. I don't know. I think I'm going to get it looked at, though, you know? I'm sure it's not COVID. I shouldn't make COVID jokes, but anyway. Yeah, but seriously, it just feels weird sometimes, you know? It's just like I'm getting very quiet all the time when I'm talking. It's just, I don't know. I'm just used to being the loud, obnoxious guy. Maybe the old age thing isn't such a bad idea. Who knows? Coming up in this hour, we have an interview with Alyssa DVM in just a little bit. It was nice of her to take the time out of her day to have a chat with me about her new single Presence and how she got started. She's a Mohawk College music student, and it was a fun interview to have because she went to School of Rock, and I remember when that school started up in Southern Ontario, but I didn't know that at the time, and when she told me, I was kind of like, Glee? The first thing that popped in my head was that show Glee. I'm like, you went to Glee? I didn't mean to offend her. I don't think I offended her, but it was just later afterwards I went, oh no, now the people of School of Rock are going to be upset with me. You know, I don't want that. No one wants that. You don't want a school upset with you. Wouldn't be my first time, to be honest. Okay, so yeah, we got that interview coming up in a little bit, and put together a set of music. And of course, you heard Tony Allen right there. Teenage Sequence with this All This Art. Really cool track, man. I dig that a lot. And you're also going to hear LCD Sound System Losing My Edge. I thought it went well with the Teenage Sequence. It was like a nice setup. So we're going to spin that as well. Also, Jonah Matuno. And I heard this. Where the heck did I hear this? I heard this was on the radio doing David Bowie's cover, Modern Love. But I had a request for some Goody Mob, and I'm like, wow, Goody Mob. I haven't heard Goody Mob for like forever. So yeah, man, let's just do that. So starting things off, here's some Goody Mob for you with the track Free. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Many are blind and cannot find the truth, cause no one seems to really know. But I won't accept that this is how it's gonna be. To let me and my people go, cause I wanna be free, completely free. Lord, won't you please come and save me? I wanna be free, totally free. I'm not gonna live this world worry me. Lord,
I wanna be free. me, walks on by, gets me to the church on time, terrifies me, makes me party, puts my trust in God and man. No confession, no religion.
From behind, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge. The internet seekers who can tell
who
me,
tell me
every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing all the kids to the
Tokyo
Brooklynites and Berlin and Little Jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. But I was there. I was there. But I was there. I'm losing my edge.
No. English man, who is as indigenous as he is kind. We spend most of our time just
what a cool song, eh? Imitating Life, Imitating Life. Teenage Sequence right there for you, all this art. So you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar, here. Coming up, we have Americana Cool with my buddy, Heather Valley. We've done a couple episodes so far, and we're having a lot of fun, and I love the feedback that we're getting on all of this. So that'll be coming up in just a little bit. Also, if you have a request or you want to get a hold of me, hit up, jamiegunnersmith@gmail.com. That's my email. For some reason, my email is getting all screwed up. Something's going on with steelcitymusic.ca. I got to talk to Tyler. So just use jamiegunnersmith@gmail.com or join up to the Steel City Music Facebook group and plop your music there and, you know, yada, yada, yiddy, and I'll get in touch and I'll share your stuff and maybe we can set up an interview like I did with Alyssa. Okay. So yeah, do that. Oh, and give us a follow if you can on Instagram, SCMGram. And also steelcitymusic.ca on Twitter. On the Twitter. Steel City Music on the Twitter. There you go. Okay. Now, had a nice chat with Alyssa. It's always fun to interview people who are starting out in music because they're excited. And I get excited for them. And she seems to be making the right steps and progression in her career in regards to putting out EPs, going to school, that route. And when you listen to the music, you can see... how do I put this? Growth, growth is the simplest of terms to use, really. Some growth and maturity in what she's doing. So... I enjoy her music, and I know you guys will too. And of course, she'll be plugging all her stuff in the interview as far as social media and following, that sort of thing. So there you go, man. Alyssa, DVM, hanging out on Steel City Music and chatting it up. Check it out. Hey folks, you're listening to Steel City Music, and my next guest is a Mohawk College music student, also a singer-songwriter. Can I call you a singer-songwriter, Alyssa? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, all right. It's Alyssa DVM on the line right now. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And I'm so happy that you answered the phone a nice way instead of like without an accent and making me feel like I've dialed the wrong number.
That'd be cruel.
But it would be funny, and it wouldn't be the first time that's happened to me. so I was, how did I find you? I found some of your music on social media, that sort of thing. And I know you sent me your most recent single called Presence. Mm-hmm. But what is the backgrounder on you in regards to how did you get started and where are you from?
So I'm from Kitchener. But I'm in Hamilton for school at Mohawk. I got started in high school is kind of when I discovered my love for music. And then that's when I realized there was nothing else I'd rather be doing.
Really?
So I chose the music route, yeah.
So when you say you chose music and you loved music at back in high school, was it the love of actually having a voice and singing? Or were you inspired by music that you were listening to?
I think a little bit of both. It all started with kind of a coincidence because I needed an art credit in grade 9 and
nice.
I didn't play an instrument and I couldn't draw and I didn't do drama. So I was like, well, I sing sometimes, so I might as well just crush out the arts credit and do the vocal class. And it became so much bigger than I could have imagined.
So it was an easy way out?
Yeah, pretty
much. I love that. Mm-hmm. You sound like everybody I know in my life. Oh, no, I just took the easy route. But you found something that you enjoy and that you love, and you end up going to Mohawk College for music.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz vocals? Pretty much just jazz vocals you take up at the college, right?
Yeah, they kind of have changed it to like contemporary and classical streams. So I'm in the contemporary, which is like jazz theory, but they've expanded the like genre of music you can play. So that was kind of nice.
Well, I remember I'm an alumni at Mohawk College, and I only remember you could do jazz and classical, but you just said contemporary as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you look at contemporary?
So I was trained as a rock vocalist. I went to this place called School of Rock in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Right.
And I did like private lessons, and I had like a ensemble kind of situation there, and we would put on shows every couple of months. So I was like really trained in like the rock vocalist ways, I guess. So
you took Glee?
It kind of, I guess. It was more
crazy.
Like a, I don't even know how to describe it. It was like 20 of us, and we played different like genres of rock music. We did a grunge show. Right. We did British steel show. We did a pop punk show. So it was
Well, that's pretty expansive, because it shows you all the different not all the genres of music and different styles, but it exposes you to what you can do and what's out there.
Yeah, definitely under the like rock umbrella.
Yeah, and that's where you fall under then, the rock umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just find it just, and then now you're singing jazz. How are you? Don't worry, your instructors aren't listening to my show. I can guarantee it. And if I know any of them, I wouldn't rat you out anyway. But the whole jazz thing. How do you like singing or learning jazz up at the school right now compared to your love of rock music?
So in first year, I was actually put in the classic rock ensemble, so it was kind of like a nice segue.
Right.
And then as I kind of went through my years here, they were kind of throwing more jazz stuff at me, and I kind of take it as, oh, I don't really like singing jazz the way it's supposed to be, so I'll just kind of change it. Like, sure. I was on the Jazz FM Jazzology show in March, I believe, and I took Blue Skies, the jazz standard, and I turned it into a rock arrangement. And then I took one of my original songs and turned it into a jazz arrangement.
So oh, okay.
If it's a jazz standard, I usually change it. But if I can make it jazzy, I'll do that too.
Right. So you make it work.
Yeah, totally.
Well, yeah, because that's the whole thing, is the learning process is that, you know, learning what your alleged limitations are and changing mm-hmm. something that works for you. To put you in the best possible light, and to be creative, of course.
Yeah, totally.
So you do this School of Rock, mm-hmm. and you're doing the rock thing. And were you releasing music at that time?
No, I did School of Rock grade 9 through like the beginning of grade 12, and that's when I started writing. My first EP was in grade 12, but I didn't end up releasing that until end of first year of college.
Were you too chicken to release it?
I actually just didn't have my crap together.
Okay.
So
at least you're honest, you know. Because whenever someone puts out something for the first time, with any artist, they're just like, oh God, there's all this anxiety. But at least you said, I didn't have my crap together. So, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
By the end of first year, I wanted, like, end of, I guess, 2019, I wanted to put original music out. And that project was done being written, but I had to like orchestrate it and like get people to play on it, so like that definitely was not together
right.
by the time I wrote it. So
how did you go about finding people to play on the first EP?
It was actually all guys I went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
And so it was kind of my clique in grade 10 11 12,
that sort of thing. Where did you guys record it, at the School of Rock studios?
No, we actually recorded drums in the drummer's living room, and then we recorded everything else in like just bedrooms.
Right. And what was that process like for you?
It was fun. It was like new. It was different because I had been so used to performing and like, oh, you do it live and the one take is what you have to like live with. Like, so if you make a mistake, you make a mistake and move on with it.
Right.
But with recording, it's like, oh, you record it, play it back, notice everything that you want to change, delete it, and redo it.
Okay.
It's like I'm a perfectionist like that, so it was a tedious process, but like it was fun because I was working with great people.
That's awesome. Now you do that. Now you put out an EP. How many songs were on the EP? 3, 4?
5.
You had 5 on that one.
Yeah.
And what were the songs that were on it? What were they called?
So the opening track is called Tripolar, and the second track is called Not Yet, followed by Forest Fire, and then La Lune, and the closing is Danielle, which is the title of the EP, the Danielle EP.
Never liked when people called you by name. Never wanted
afraid to open your mouth, afraid of what you might say. These days all you know is how to stay hidden away. I hoped by now I could have shown you the right way, but that's not what you wanted at all. Never saw the fire in your eyes until I watched you fall. Never wanted to see you fail, but you pushed away my aid. I gave you everything, but sometimes I hate that I stayed. Damn, why you gotta do me dirty like that? I was just trying to help you through this mess, and I ain't know what it's like to be alone. You gotta push through to the end zone, and I know why you don't like it here. The people suck and things are always unclear, but I know she's fine. Let her name ring loud. Never cared what people said about you, till it got to your head and ruined your view. Boys never shut up and girls run their dirty mouths. You tried to keep it cool but lost your moral route. I know how hard that must have been, watching your heart of gold into nothing. You'll try and try and try again, but you know the finish line is just where you began. Damn, why you gotta do me dirty like that? I was just trying to help you through this mess, and now you know what it's like to be alone. You gotta push through to the end zone, and I know why you don't like it here. The people suck and things are always unclear, but push through to the end zone, and I know why you don't like it here. The people suck and things are always unclear, but I know she's fine.
And how did it do in far as your eyes? Were you happy with everything?
Yeah, I was happy with everything. I was really excited because I had been, like, sitting on that project for a long time, and it meant a lot to me, so I was really excited to put it out and have people listen to it.
Yeah, it... Okay, so that's done. All right, so that's out there. You get some good feedback from it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, was it crossing your mind that, okay, I should put out another EP or should I go to school? Does your family have a play in that about going to school? Or is this something you'd always thought of continuing on with music as far as going to school?
Yeah, it was kind of always music for a major. I didn't really, like, I liked English, but I wasn't in it to win it with English. Like, I didn't have enough of a passion for it, like, to go into writing or anything. That's why I like writing songs, because it's writing, but it's for mm-hmm. music.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess after that EP, I was kind of focused on creating a brand. So I didn't release anything until the following year.
Creating a brand.
Yeah.
Wow. We throw that term around quite a bit, don't we? But you have to create a brand. You need a brand. We got to mm-hmm. create a brand. But brands are always ever changing. Were you getting any anxiety over creating your brand?
Oh, God, yeah. It took me so long. I felt like I had found my sound with the EP, but as I got older and, like, went through different experiences that I was changing, so then my brand is literally just who I am. Like, right. I'm 100% honest with everything I do, and, like, I like being the real me. So as I changed, I saw my brand and my sound changing, and I was like, oh, I don't know how to deal with that.
Right. So this is, well, this is the different version of who you are. Mm-hmm. But then did you not release a couple singles? Because I know I have the present single, which is the one out now, but there's also True Story and Buddy Lie and But He Lied as well that you put out.
Yeah. So I put that out, the EP, in August 2019 and then released But He Lied in October 2020.
October 2020. Yeah. Tell me about the process of writing But He Lied.
That one I had been sitting on for a while too. I think I started writing it right after I released the EP. So like the fall of 2019.
Right.
And I sat on it for a while. I didn't know like what I wanted the sound to be. Like, as I said, like everything was kind of shifting in my experiences and all that. So I didn't know if I was like, oh, should it be acoustic or should I like go all in? And then I started working with the same guy, his name's Jacob, who like did most of the instrumentation on the EP. Mm-hmm. And we kind of worked through it, and then he came up with the riff and the chorus, and then that kind of set the mood, and we kind of knew where we were going from there.
Like the sky, we're undoubtedly endless. Give my words another try. Take my body and throw it to the lions. With promise they'll take one bone at a time.
make up for your trial. No more fun and games, I've lost my smile. Told me it was fine, but I lost myself in the moonlight. Left on me to wake up, but he lied.
And then now we have the next two singles, though. Also, one is A True Story. Tell me about that one.
That one, it was kind of different because my boyfriend had made that beat and sent it to me and was like, you can use this for your next song. And I was like, okay, I will. So I just wrote over it, and then he helped me mix and master it, and then I just put it out like as a surprise drop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Now, what kind of feeling was that, doing it that way, compared to when you did the earlier EP?
It was different. It was also during like quarantine times, so that affected everything.
Yeah.
which it affected everything. So
right.
It was like weird because I love being in person and I love playing shows and like I love tracking with people in the room, and like that was all gone at that point. So
you're taking me to a lake I've never seen. Swimming in the dark with your arms around my heart, baby. And the moon seems to shine herself on me. Check the reflection in the water. Let's take this another step farther. I know you wanna know me, but it's hard to see what I see. A girl so lonely who's scared to fall apart. I want you in my heart now, but I'm scared it's too dark now. Losing someone I found, I never thought I would fall. 5 a.m. and I'm saying I love you. 4 more hours till I have to ignore you. 3 more days till I go home. Tomorrow you are the one. Teach me how to live alone now that you were my only home. Thought you were meant for someone else, but it turns out I know you wanna know me, but it's hard to see what I see. A girl so lonely, who's scared to fall apart. I want you in my heart now, but I'm scared it's too dark now. Losing someone I found, I never thought I would fall. Didn't think I'd fall, didn't think you would stay. Didn't give my all just to walk away. To walk away. Didn't think you could pull me up from this ocean I'm drowning.
The disconnect. Yeah, that was, yeah. It was actually leading to my next question about the process of creating something online now, because we can't be in the studio. Well,
mm-hmm.
Well, we're getting there. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully. So, and then that leads us to the last track, Presence. Very emotional song, by the way. I listened to it a couple times, and I listened to some of your earlier stuff, and it shows some growth with you as an artist, and this is why I was bringing up the whole school aspect, because you went to the School of Rock, and like you said, high school, that sort of thing, and you're learning these different ways of being taught something and having these learned experiences, and then now you're taking jazz up at Mohawk College. Has the process of learning the jazz portion at Mohawk College, has that changed how you delivered this last track called Presence?
I think so. I tend to write music that's not so much theory based, which kind of like shuns whatever Mohawk is trying to teach me.
Sure, yeah.
But I think in the back of my mind, it's still working that way. So I think it does have a little bit of effect, but I do have a definite songwriting process, which this one stuck to.
Which is with your process, what is it? Just, is it an idea, or is it, are you basing on emotions? Are they your own life experiences or someone else's that you're creating inside your head?
Yeah, I always write music based on my own experiences. So usually when I start writing a song, I come up with the chords first, and then I'll like think of a melody. And then once I'm working on the melody, I'll kind of see how the words fit, because I always want to tell a story with right. these things. So once I have that, sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about until the chorus, and then I kind of am like, oh, this is the theme of the song, so we're gonna roll with that for verse two and the right. rest of the tune. So
right, you find something clicks with you, you write so much, and then that is going to be the thesis of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a wow, it's a pretty smart way to play things, actually. Yeah, because things could go in different directions and you could end up having like three different songs and you never know.
Mm-hmm.
How can we find you online?
I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. All my social media is AlyssaDVM. But my first EP is under the acronym ADVM, but I changed that once I started releasing singles.
Okay. All right. And congratulations, by the way. Anyone who's listening to this this chat that we're having, she finally got her merch out.
Yes.
I know. I on all my social media, you just kept popping up, and it was just like, check this out. And I'm like, going, oh, she's got some hoodies. Is that a hoodie? What is this? You know? And,
yeah. It's so exciting.
Yeah. When I see people doing things for the first time, I get excited too, because there's a great joy in seeing people accomplish something. So hopefully everyone goes to your link tree and clicks on the official Alyssa DVM merch and check it out, and maybe buy some music and buy yourself some merch as well.
Yeah. Hey, this is Alyssa DVM, and this is my new single, Presence.
You're not seeing what I'm seeing when I see it. Underneath all of this pressure, don't wanna be hurt. Can't predict the fate of this, I'm sorry. Never been in love like this, I'm sorry. But I can't escape this walking nightmare that don't exist. Thank you.
sad faces. I lost all my friends and didn't think we were both right. I can't escape this, this walking nightmare that don't exist. And I've got in the distance. Can I trust the
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, you know it, you love it, you are excited by it. I know I'm always giddy about it. It's now time for Americana Cool with Heather Valley. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Gunner. Hi, everybody. How are you all doing today?
I'm if I could just speak on behalf of the listeners and people who have been listening to this show that we've been doing, I think we're all just generally giddy about the whole thing right now.
You know, I'm getting that feedback too. People are really enjoying the conversations that we're having around these songs.
Yeah, people like the fact that there's a little bit of storytelling behind each song that actually I have had no choosing. This is your baby as far as choosing all the music, but they love the fact that there's a little bit of tidbits about each artist, the song, the meaning, and what to hear in each one. And I always say, when it comes to music, I can tell you all those things, but some of the best things that you can do is actually listen to the music and discover different things while you're listening to the song or the artist.
Absolutely. And you know, we put this together to fit a radio format, but I find personally when I'm listening to music, I really need to listen to songs a few times to start to get all of the component parts.
Yeah.
To appreciate the instrumentation fully, to really get what the artist is saying lyrically, and then to appreciate how it's being delivered. So if anybody out there is interested in this show and has listened and wants to check out the songs again, we have a Spotify playlist that you can find. It's under the name Americana Cool. And you can find it through my Instagram as well. It's in my link in my bio, and that's at Heather Valley Music.
There you go. And so let's start off this episode. Who are we starting with first?
Okay, so what we've been doing is themed episodes. And this time I sort of wanted to do just a playlist that pulled from